Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I guarantee you this is going to be the most ridiculous thing that you hear on Denver radio this week.
Okay.
I mean, I guarantee you. Because Katie came in the other day and she started asking us this goofy question, and I just shook my head. I was like, let's do this on the air.
Well, here's the thing. I am constantly like in a place and I look around and I'm like, gosh, if anybody ever came up to me and came at me sideways, like in this moment, what would I use to defend myself? And the other day I was at the grocery store and I was legit in the produce aisle and I was just like, what if somebody tried to start some and I needed to defend myself in the moment, and I was in the produce section and I just started looking around and I was like, what would I grab to fight off my enemy? And there were a lot of options, right? Cucumbers, potatoes, all kinds.
There's a lot of options. Okay,
so it just got me thinking. And so I, along those lines of thinking, I came in and asked you guys,
hey guys,
if you were ever about to throw down in the produce section.
So there's your question, y'all.
Yeah. What would you use?
Silly Friday time. I'm not going to tell you yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I do want to hear from our listeners. This isn't a hard question.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly. Do you want to have some fun with us?
Please do.
I dare you to call us and have some fun with us. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. You're in the produce department, and you got to throw down.
You got to throw down in the produce department.
Someone's coming at you like a spider monkey. What are you going to grab?
To defend yourself.
You gotta have some description behind why you're picking what you're picking.
A reason.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you picking and why to defend yourself? Come on. Definitely the weirdest thing you're gonna hear all day, but full phone lines, you guys. This is fantastic. So silly.
Silly but fun.
You're at the grocery store. Stuff starts going down. You're in the produce section. What are you grabbing to fend off an enemy? And here's Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's a kid. Hey, buddy. Aww. All right, dude. So you're in the produce department. What are you grabbing to fight somebody?
Okay, so my thought is I can just grab like a bunch of tomatoes and I'll just like start chucking at them.
Yeah.
Or I'll just throw one watermelon directly at their head.
Not bad.
That would take somebody out, Luke.
You can almost start with the tomatoes so the floor gets all slippery, and then boom, knockout with
the
watermelon.
Or like to blind them, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Like, tomato in the eye, right in the eye, Luke.
I can't see!
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Luke.
Thanks for the call, buddy. That's hilarious. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, sir. All right, so you're in the produce department. You got to throw down. What are you grabbing?
I'm grabbing a 5-pound bag of potatoes.
Oh, and you can like swing it.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes. I'm a martial artist. I've been involved for 45 years.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing to grab.
So I immediately went to, a big old bag you can whack somebody with, but also in a situation where you have multiple attackers, you got like 15 potatoes there, right?
Exactly.
But you're a martial arts guy.
I mean, so you put some thought into this, Bob. Like, you actually did the research.
I actually taught a class for years on improvisational weaponry.
I want to go to that class!
I didn't know it was a thing!
Yes.
So what other kinds of things, like improv weaponry?
Yeah, what would be... Okay, so we're in there and there's no potatoes. Then what do we grab?
Yeah, what else?
A 5-pound bag of onion.
Oh, okay, same type of thing. But if you couldn't
grab the bags.
You just had to grab a single vegetable or fruit, which one would you go for?
English cucumber.
Oh.
I thought about
that. It's a stabbing weapon.
I thought about that, but I feel like it's a little flimsy. Bob, we got to get to some other calls, buddy. But
those are great, though.
Dude, you're the expert, man.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks,
bye.
You too. Bye.
That was like his job.
I know.
His job was to prepare to fight.
I feel like he's going to go buy potatoes just to do it today.
Brett.
Prove my point.
Brett.
Yes.
Hey. Oh.
What up, Brett?
Hi.
How you doing?
Whoa, you just turning Katie on. That's all I know.
Right?
You got a sexy voice, Brett.
Whoa.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome. All right, what are you fighting somebody off with in the produce department?
So I like Luke's watermelon to the head.
Uh-huh.
I like the bag of potatoes. I think maybe start with clubbing him with a bag of potatoes, and then a handful of jalapenos right in the eyes.
Oh,
that's solid. Multiple. I didn't think about the jalapenos.
No, because they're spicy.
They spicy.
Like
what if you only had access to one thing? It was like, boom, you don't have time to grab two. Are you just going straight for the jalapenos?
It depends. Are we in a grappling situation or is there some distance between us? Because,
you know,
grappling, I'm going for the jalapenos.
In this hypothetical produce department assault, yeah, I think it's a grappling situation. He snuck up behind you and grabbed you, Brett.
Yeah, I'm going for the jalapenos, then right to the eyes.
Attaboy.
That's what I'm doing.
Well played,
spicy.
Sir.
Yeah. I like that, Brett. Good job.
Thank you, Brett. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, bud. Let's do one more really quick. Oh, man, the lines are packed. Hi, D.
Hi.
D's nuts. What are you grabbing?
Pineapple.
Oh.
Any which way you throw it, it's going to stab him.
It's pokey.
It is pokey, isn't it?
That's perfect. And it has a handle.
It's a built-in handle. But that handle, the built-in handle, the top there, that's prickly. That's hard to hold on to.
It is. But if you got a good grip on it and then just went to town, oh, you could do some damage with a pineapple.
That's an epic weapon, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Good job, D.
We are all still laughing at Bob, who was the martial arts expert, who was talking about the 5-pound bag of potatoes and the 5-pound bag of onions.
And teaching a class on spontaneous weaponry? Like, wait a minute.
I want to talk to that guy longer and give him different scenarios and situations, you know?
Right?
I'm at a hardware store.
You're at the post office,
I'm at a
Bob.
Car dealership.
All of a sudden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at the DMV. What am I grabbing, Bob?
You're at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
What's going down?
At Build-A-Bear! I'm at Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I'm at Cinnabon.
You never know.
Oh, I got to talk to him again. All right, we got Juliet, Jason and Tyler on the line. Let's snag what they're grabbing. Hi, Juliet.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So you have to defend yourself in the produce department. What are you grabbing?
Okay, so I don't know if this counts because it's not a fruit or a veggie, but it is in the produce aisle.
Okay.
Well, this is a twist.
Yeah.
I like this. Okay, what are you grabbing?
You know, like the lime or the lemon juices?
Yes.
Like the ones you squeeze.
The squeezies.
I would grab that and squeeze them in the eyes.
That, I think, would still count.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
And they look like the lime and the lemon, so bonus points there, right?
They
like,
do,
they're in
Katie.
The shape of the lime or lemon.
So, yeah, kind of works.
Yeah. I like that one.
I was kind of thinking about maybe doing lemon juices as mine, Julia. Just grabbing a lemon, though, and ripping it open and right into their eyes.
You know that burns.
But I like yours better. That's pretty solid, girl. Pretty solid.
Yep. It would give me a chance to run away if I need to.
Yeah.
Duck and cover. Good job, Juliet.
Pretty
That's solid.
Good
thank job.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. We got Jason and Tyler. Let's do Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
Hello. What are you grabbing?
I'm grabbing a durian.
Oh, you're just going to make
smelly
the smelly one. Yeah. It's going to clear the room.
That's
like,
one that stinks,
you know
but
what?
Is delicious.
I'm just game over. Everybody's out.
Yes. That is genius.
You might make
him
pass out with that.
I
yeah.
know. You'd clear out the whole store with a durian fruit.
Precisely.
How many
so
of those
smart.
Are just sitting around, though?
Oh, you'll find one. Yeah. Especially now, like the, you know, specialty stores.
Okay, maybe.
You can you're find
right,
one.
The Asian grocery stores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. I'd be walking around trying to find whatever the hell a durian fruit is.
I like
I'd be
that.
Like, hey, hold on. Can you not mug me for a second? I got to do a loop.
Let me Google
I gotta
durian
do a
fruit
loop.
Real quick. Come on.
Okay, well, as long as your mugger's patient, then I guess it's fine.
Exactly.
He's a very patient mugger. Oh, take your time. Take your time.
Exactly.
He's sipping through his Instagram.
Got nothing but time.
Nothing but time. Tyler, good you Tyler. Made me laugh. Well done. Have a good day.
Yeah, I'll do.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, what's Jason have to say? What's up, Jason?
How's it going?
Well, we're
super
dupes, buddy.
Super
dupes. Super
dupes.
Super dupes. What do you?
I would.
Go ahead.
I would do a butternut squash mainly so I could use a tagline. You better not post up on me.
Oh, you have this planned out.
Oh my god.
Yes.
But I would have to follow up with Brussels sprouts because nobody loves those.
Nobody. Well, I mean, they're making them way better nowadays.
And
but...
again, you got a bag of Brussels sprouts.
Exactly.
You can nail them three or four times, or whack them with the Brussels sprouts. Or
there's no bacon in the produce aisle. So
right.
No.
Or Jason, you throw them on the ground, and it's one of those whoa situations where
like
they fall down.
It's like marbles.
It's like marbles, buddy.
That's a solid pick, Jason. That's fun, and I like your line.
You butternut.
You're our favorite butternut squash, Jason.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you guys as well.
All right, later, Gator.
Oh, that was so funny.
All right, what are you guys picking?
Oh, man, that was so good. I think I'm going to try to find the coconuts. I got to go straight to the coconuts and just start hawking them.
Take them
out.
What
I've heard about you.
Yeah.
I'm picking the ginger root because it's stable, it's big, and I could hit a couple times without that breaking.
Ginger root.
Ginger root all day.
That's another one that you could snap open and rub it on their tongue, and they'd
totally.
Be like,
"Totally, exactly, yeah."
I'm going straight over to the corn on the cob. I'm shucking two corn on the cobs. And I'm holding them like daggers.
Oh,
and I'm coming
good.
At you with the corn on the cob.
Corn
that would hurt.
Fury.
That
can,
would hurt.
You can go down with it. You can go up with it. You can go straight across with it. I'm going corn on the cob all day long.
Shucks
like
to death.
That one.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No one's taking out us out in the produce department. Like, we are prepared.
We're fruit ninjas is what we are. Hey, guys, thanks for the calls and comments and having some fun on a fun Friday show with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.